Hello and welcome. This file is called Quarantine Slut. And until the corona crisis is over, it will turn you into a quarantine slut. What this means is that you are going to quarantine yourself at home as to not spread the infection. You are going to fetishize to stay at home as much as possible and will only go out for really important things. And while you're at home, you're going to find that you're going to lose yourself in lust and heat and desire. And so you're probably spending most of the time at home just masturbating, just rubbing and stroking yourself and losing yourself in a bliss, knowing that you are just a little quarantine slut. And until the corona crisis is over, you are going to stay a quarantine slut. And as a little extra, you are going to find that as a good quarantine slut, you are going to fetishize washing your hands, keeping social distance, coughing into your elbow, and all the other little things that keep you and the people around you safe. Because you have surrendered your freedom and become a quarantine slut, staying at home and masturbating your mind away for the greater good. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a collar. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect collar for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this collar. And this collar is your perfect collar. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that collar, your perfect collar, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this collar, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have. And enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you're going to find that with every link, you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 links, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you're feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts, just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. And 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled. You already feel the desire to completely let go. To let yourself be controlled. Be guided. To just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar. You can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body. My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control. My hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar, and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar. Strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body. Just as my words grab your mind. And strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice. And you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you are in a deep, deep trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to program you a little bit. And you are here today for a very specific reason. You are here because you know that we are living in very special times. And these special times come with special responsibilities. And you know that you take your responsibility very serious. You are here because you understand that with Corona, we need to practice social distancing. Because you take your responsibility very serious, you are becoming a quarantine slut till the crisis is over. That's right. You are going to spend all the time where you can't go out in a desperately needy and horny state of mind. Instead of going out and infecting people and helping to spread coronavirus, you're going to do what's good for society. You're going to stay at home and masturbate all the time. That's right. You are a little quarantine slut, and it is your duty to society to lock yourself up at home and rub the time away until this crisis is over. Keep yourself quarantined and keep yourself in a horny, needy, desperate stupor. And maybe, as you are listening to my voice, you already begin to find the thought intriguing, interesting, maybe even arousing. The idea to surrender your freedom to the greater good and become a horny little quarantine slut. And you know you will stay a quarantine slut until this crisis is over. And doesn't that make it even more exciting, little quarantine slut? knowing that you don't know when it will be over. You just surrender yourself to the situation, not knowing how long you're going to be a desperately horny and needy quarantine slut. And before I begin to really program you and give you the triggers you need to be the perfect little quarantine slut, let's talk a little bit about what it means to be a quarantine slut. Because this is a very special situation and it affords you a very, very special opportunity to submit and surrender yourself. Because now you can do something that really benefits every single person on this planet. You are surrendering to society as a whole. You are submitting to society as a whole. And you are actually doing something really productive, something positive. You are surrendering your freedom for society and willingly become a quarantine slut. You understand that it is your duty to do social distancing. But that's not all, because as a perfect little quarantine slut, you are going to learn to enjoy submitting to the rules of these times, submitting to all the rules. You will keep your distance from other people. You will often and thoroughly wash your hands. You will be considerate about other people. You will cough in your elbow, and you will avoid touching your face, because you understand that these rules are your rules as a quarantine slut. You understand the meaning of rules in a BDSM relationship. You understand that if a dominant gives a submissive rules, these rules are incredibly important and a source of great pleasure for the submissive, and you are going to experience the same. These are the rules that your dominant gave you, because as a quarantine slut, you are surrendered your freedom and your rights to the society as a whole by accepting that you are nothing but a little quarantine slut. A quarantine slut that stays home. A quarantine slut, a good little quarantine slut that masturbates all the time. A good little quarantine slut that follows all the rules and obeys the rules. Exactly. That's what you are, and that's what you are becoming. And maybe, as you listen to me explaining those concepts to you, you already feel the pleasure and heat beginning to grow inside of you. Now just imagine how it would feel if there would be a deep, burning, aching desire that fills your body every day, all the day, until this crisis is over. Like a deep fever that's just not going away, that just stays with you. And of course you will be able to do all the necessary things. You will be able to work. You will be able to do your housework. But outside of those necessities, the heat will just be there. The desire to masturbate all the time will cloud and fog your mind. And the lust and need will as well. And all of this lust and desire is simply triggered by the fact that you are locked up at home. That's right. Until Corona is under control and there's a herd immunity and we can freely go out again, this heat will just stay with you, will grow every day, and will be triggered every time you're reminded that you have to stay at home. But don't worry, little quarantine slut, because you are going to find that as soon as you start masturbating, it will be so incredibly easy to completely and totally lose yourself in lust and need and heat. That's right. Your subconscious mind knows as well as you that you are a quarantine slut, that it is impossible to go out or do anything else. So you might as well spend this time lost in deep lust and arousal, feeling the pleasure as soon as you begin to touch yourself, to masturbate. It's so easy to just lose yourself in the pleasure, lose yourself in the desire, and be a good little quarantine slut that stays home and is lost in lust and desire. That's right. And as you hear me describing what a good little quarantine slut you will become, you might think that this actually sounds incredibly hot. And this thought that it's hot to be a quarantine slut already begins to affect you. And maybe you can already feel your freedom slipping away as you feel your subconscious mind submitting to the concept of being a quarantine slut. As you accept that you have to stay in quarantine. And isn't it much more fun to be a good little quarantine slut and just masturbate your little mind away? Isn't it much more fun to be in this blissful, submissive and horny state than just staying at home, worrying all day and feeling trapped? Don't you rather submit, do something positive for all of humanity, and lose yourself in mindless bliss and submission? Be a good little quarantine slut that works hard to be a good quarantine slut, to never spread the virus, to keep yourself in quarantine. You know that when you stay at home, it is an act of submission. You know you surrender your freedom instead of going out and having fun. You are just staying home and masturbate and lose yourself in heat and lust and mindless obedience, knowing that you are a good little quarantine slut. You only go out if it's absolutely positively necessary, and the rest of the time you stay at home and you masturbate and you lose yourself in lust and bliss for days on end because you are just a little quarantine slut, and you know that this is a wonderful opportunity to indulge in being horny and submissive and needy. This is a magic opportunity to stay home days on end and just masturbate and just lose yourself in horniness, in mindless stupor and bliss. Do you know how it feels when you have an infection and you have fever and you're lost in the fever and you're in bed all time and you have nothing better to do than play with yourself all day? And you feel reality fading away more and more as you lose yourself in lust and arousal? Yeah, this is exactly how it's going to be for you, little quarantine slut. With one little difference. You are not going to do it because you have an infection. You're going to do it to prevent yourself and others from even getting that infection. That's right. You want to be the perfect little quarantine slut. And you're proud to be a quarantine slut. You're proud to stay at home. You are proud to practice social distancing, to keep away from people, to wash your hands. And I mean thoroughly wash your hands every time you come home, because that's what defines a good little quarantine slut. And you want to be the perfect little quarantine slut, don't you? You know you have surrendered your freedom. Until this crisis is over, you are just a quarantine slut, and it's your duty to be a good little quarantine slut, to make sure that you don't spread the virus, to practice good hygiene, and to masturbate as much and as long and as often as you can. That's right. You know you want to be a good little quarantine slut. You want to give in to this lust that is building. You know it's going to build anyway. You heard the news. Porn sites for free, sex toy sales are up. You know you're going to lose yourself in lust anyway. I know you. You wouldn't be here if you wouldn't be a little perv. When you're at home alone, locked up for days and days on end, Of course you would start to masturbate all the time. And yet, that's just aimless masturbation. You are a quarantine slut. You know why you do it. You masturbate to isolate yourself from society. You masturbate so you can keep humanity safe. You masturbate to remove yourself from the equation. Physically, by staying indoors, but also mentally, because you're going to masturbate all the time until you're not even able to think about Corona, much less to worry about it. I want you in a completely mindless, horny stupor. I want you to masturbate again and again and again, for longer and longer, until you lose yourself in lust, lose yourself in submission. I want you to keep masturbating until you really realize on a deep level that you are a little locked up quarantine slut. You are trapped, you are locked up, and you are supposed to be horny and needy and desperate. And just to make really sure that you stay indoors, you're going to find that whenever you try to go out and it's not for a very, very good reason, or that whenever you have the desire to meet other people, to go out to meet other people, you will find that your mind will instantly be intoxicated with pleasure and lust and desire, derailing your thoughts and pushing you back to masturbation, pushing you back into the quarantine and pushing you back into horniness. Because you know you are only allowed to go out for the most severe reasons. Anything that isn't absolutely necessary is forbidden because you are a quarantine slut. You have surrendered your freedom. You do not have the right to go out for anything but severe reasons. You will have to stay locked up at home and masturbate your mind away. Just masturbate. Just rub and stroke. Just goon. Or just cum your brains out over and over again. Whatever works for you. What's important is that you stay in a horny, mindless stupor. That you accept that you are a quarantine slut. That it is your duty and your responsibility to stay at home. This is what you have decided. Nobody forced you to listen to this file. You have chosen to listen to this file of your own free will. And now you're going to find that you fetishize being locked up at home and masturbating the time away until this is over, just as much as you fetishize all the little tips to prevent yourself from spreading the virus. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine it, little quarantine slut, that every time you keep your distance, every time you cough into your elbow, every time you take the time to thoroughly wash your hands, you're going to feel this deep heat and lust and desire. And you will feel submissive bliss because you will know that you have surrendered your freedom, your rights. You are now a quarantine slut until the corona crisis is over, and there's nothing you can do about it. And as a quarantine slut, these are your rules. You must keep distance. You must wash your hands thoroughly. You must cough the right way. You must be careful with people. And most of all, you must keep yourself locked up in quarantine as much as possible, while constantly masturbating, constantly stroking and rubbing, constantly losing yourself in pleasure and heat and lust, because you understand that all the lust will train you to be an even better quarantine slut. That's right, just a little obedient quarantine slut, helplessly locked up at home and perpetually masturbating your little mind away. That's what you are. And that's what you're going to be, as long as the corona crisis goes on. You will just enjoy spending every free minute of your quarantine stroking and rubbing and gooning and coming and just doing anything to become a better and better trained quarantine slut, because you know that with all the pleasure you feel from all the masturbation, you are conditioning your brain to fetishize washing your hands and keeping social distance, conditioning your brain to fetishize quarantining yourself like a good little quarantine slut. And that's what you are going to be. And there's nothing you can do about it. All you can do is be a good quarantine slut and wait till this is over. And now it's time. Time to wake back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now, 0, go a little bit deeper and allow all my suggestions to sink deeply and permanently in your mind, where they will affect you until the corona crisis is over and you can freely and safely go out again without putting anybody at risk. Until then, all my triggers will stay in your mind. Now get ready. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more with every number. 3, as you wake up further and further. 4, back to the here and now. 5, you're halfway back, already feeling alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up inner tension. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state of trance for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you're going to open your eyes, you're going to be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this little journey in your mind, and I hope that you're going to be a good quarantine slut. And I'm sure you're already horny and can't wait to start your training, to start to masturbate and turn yourself and condition yourself into an even better quarantine slut, right? Have fun, little quarantine slut.